I mean, any other business place in Donaldsonville, I'd go to buy something on credit, they wouldn't sell it to them.
You mean that truck you bought when you went to work, you bought it cash?
Cash, an automobile, anything, I paid for it cash. I had the money cash. When I bought this place here, I had the money cash, I paid for it cash. I didn't owe nobody a penny. Never did owe nobody nothing. Still, anything that I buy, I pay for it when I buy it.
Did you just, why do you feel that way? You just don't want to?
Well.
You don't want to be?
First place, when I came up, you couldn't buy nothing on credit nowhere. You had to have the money, or you had to have a place of your own that you could mortgage. You know, nobody would sell you nothing unless you would give a mortgage or something on what you own. And I never believed on mortgage something that I owned, that I had already, to try to get something else I didn't have. I never thought that was a good policy. I never thought that anyway in my own mind. And I have never bought nothing on credit, never. Up until this day, I don't say I maybe have to before I die, but then I went to the hospital I was operated on, and the day I walk out of there, I give him a check for what I owed him. And I never owed nobody nothing. My doctor, every time I go see him, he can tell you just like me, I pay him off.
You always pay cash when the bill comes?
They don't send me no bill. I pay before the bill comes. I pay him when I get the stuff. If I go see the doctor, I pay him right there before I come out. In other words, I live my life that way. That's how I live. Anything that I ever bought, I paid for it when I bought it.
Your wife would call you, she'd say, well, I better ask.
Well, my wife would do it. In other words, the money in my house was for me and my wife. And whenever she wanted to buy something, she didn't ask me to buy it. She went and she bought it. She went to the store, she done all the buying. Anything out of the house, what I wanted, I didn't ask her to buy it, I bought it. If she needed something in the house, she didn't have to ask me. All she had to do was buy it. Buy it and pay for it. In other words, that's how we live.
A woman that's lost her husband is a woman that had lost her husband would be a what?
She would be a widow.
What if he just left her?
What?
She just, say, ran off and left
her. Or what she did, just ran off and left him, that's all.
Did you have a name you called your mom and dad, your mother and father by?
Mother and father, that's how I call them.
Were you grandparents? You know them?
Grandpa, yeah, I call him Grandpa. I know it's my grandpa on my mother's side. That's the only grandpa I ever know. Grandpa on my dad's side, he was dead before I was born, I guess.
He came here from Spain.
From France.
France. Your grandpa on your mother's side, is he a farmer?
My father's side, yeah, he had a place on the canal out there. He used to farm, small farm he had out there, where he raised his family. They used to, over there, they used to fish and sell fish, I guess.
On your mother's side?
On my daddy's side. Oh, my daddy, my grandpa on my mother's side, he used to farm, and he had cattle and horses. That's how he made his living.